The government considers changes to its controversial economic citizenship program. Opposition MPs in Belize threaten to boycott parliament for the remainder of the current term. And direct radio broadcasting, a new concept regional media houses are being urged to pursue. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Dominica government is considering changes to its controversial economic citizenship program. Attorney General Jenna Amor announced the proposed alterations earlier this week. They include increasing the cost of citizenship from $35,000 to $50,000 and the removal of certain areas available for investment. Also, government is considering removing voting power for such new citizens unless they've been resident in Dominica for 5 years. Under the proposal, the new citizens expected to come from Taiwan and Hong Kong will also now have to obtain an alien license to buy land. Opponents to the idea of economic citizenship are claiming that pressure on the Eugenia Childs administration caused the consideration of the changes. They also claim that such changes will water down the citizenship program to a standard investment arrangement. However, government sources have indicated that the program has been under constant review. And the issue of bringing such citizens into a unified Windward Islands state under the program as it currently stands has become an issue for debate in St. Lucia.